This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrian Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. We got economic news this morning that falls into the not-so-great category. The Commerce Department reports gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of economic output, rose just 0.5% in the first quarter. That's the worst performance for the economy in 2 years. Now, there's a lot of blame to go around here. Turmoil in global markets, a strong U.S. dollar, which makes our company's exports more expensive, and the crash in oil prices. Turns out there are also some bright spots: housing, construction, government spending. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to sift through all those numbers for us.
If you want to fret over whether the U.S. economy is now sinking towards slow or even no growth, there are several data points here to worry about. Investment by business in new equipment and factories fell nearly 6%, more than any time since the recession ended. Exports down 2.5%. Consumer spending down from 3% last summer to just 1.9% in early 2016. But Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics says conditions have been improving as we head into spring.
We had some headwinds on the economy from the drop in mining investment that was obviously triggered by the very big falls in oil prices last year. That should begin to fade. More recently, the dollar appears to have stabilized, so that contraction in exports should fade in the second half of the year.
Most economists are still predicting growth will pick up to around 2% for all of 2016, which wouldn't be great in historic terms. But, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.com, it's been good enough to keep unemployment falling and job creation humming along.
People do have very high feelings of job security.
But because there's been virtually no increase in wages after accounting for inflation, McBride says American workers are not
seeing enough money in the paycheck to the point where people are comfortable spending. We also see a greater hesitancy toward accumulating debt now relative to, say, 10 years ago prior to the recession.
And lest you take any of this GDP data as a reason to A, hide under a rock and put your money under the mattress, or B, quit your job and splurge on a Caribbean vacation, just remember this is the preliminary GDP report. There'll be two more revisions as more stats flow in. So stay tuned. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.